Okay, thank you. Well, it's our time is up, so let's go ahead. We're going to close with 90-second closing remarks, and then after we're done, you and the audience want to approach any of the candidates and talk to them personally for a few minutes. I'm sure they wouldn't be opposed to that. So let me think here. We start, I think it's Jeff's turn, is it not? So 90 seconds of closing remarks. We'll start with Jeff.
Thank you. I want to thank all of you who have come. I know it's a Saturday. I'm thinking of all the things that need to be done at my house, like my lawn mowed and some other things I need to get done. My wife's out of town, and she'll be disappointed if some things aren't done when she gets back. So I'd like to get home and do that. I thank the Chamber of Commerce for doing this. It's, again, a lot of effort, and I appreciate your volunteering to do this. Give us a chance to have a forum. And all of you that have come, I appreciate that. And again, I appreciate working with the current city council and the mayor. It's been a delight for the last 4 years. Hopefully I'll do it another 4 years, but if not, I still will have enjoyed my time. And again, appreciate all of you being here.
Thanks for being here, and thanks the Chamber for putting this on. Thanks American Fork Hospital for allowing us to use this room. And thanks you at home for listening. Hopefully we've educated you a little bit about the candidates that are running for this great city of American Fork. Just a couple of things here. Being on the city council is not easy, never has been easy. You have to make tough decisions, and sometimes you're a lone wolf. Sometimes you have to make a decision when everyone else says, no, that's not a good idea, but you know that you have to stand by your laurels and your principles, and you know that's the right decision. So I commend former, current city councilmen and the mayors in the past who've stood by decisions and had to make tough decisions there. I will tell you this, by electing me, you're electing someone who is well-informed, who is well-educated, who is dedicated to the city. Okay, this isn't necessarily about me, but it's about my past. I have to stand by what my past generations have done, my ancestry, what they have done. My great-great-grandfather was the mayor. I've had my great-grandfather was the city councilman and on the city council, and as a city recorder, excuse me, bubbling there. My father was the mayor. I want to continue that great legacy. By electing me, you're electing someone who is going to make tough decisions. He's going to be well-educated, well-informed, and he's going to make tough decisions that are well-educated, and he'll stand by those laurels. He'll stand up for what he has to say, and he'll defend the city in what he thinks is best for the city.
I am going to direct you back to what I said about why you should vote for me, and that is my approach. Citizen engagement, collaboration, creative solutions. And honestly, I believe in work and work and work. Like work in understanding the roots of problems, work in collaborating with residents, staff, and other entities throughout the state, work in engaging residents and experts. And the last thing I want to really say is, I know there's problems in American Fork. I know we have disagreements in American Fork. I've seen things with the police also that just are heartbreaking. But I am so optimistic about the future of American Fork. It is a fantastic place to live. We have such great people and such great community that I think we can overcome these problems. They're just begging for a solution. So thank you.
Five council members and a mayor are not going to be enough to get done what needs to be done in this community. We have a great community. We want to keep it great. What we need is the collaboration or communication with our residents. We need to inform them about what the issues are and why they're important and going on that way. We need to listen to our residents. We need to make it easy for the residents to have their wishes and understanding be known. They are the experts in their neighborhoods, in their schools and their communities. We need to all work together to get the work done to make the continue having American Fork City be the great city that it is. I love the community, I love the people of the community, and I want to serve. I think I can do a great job with that because I have been collaborating and communicating with the residents for a lot of years, and I want to continue there.
Thank you, candidates. Can we give them a round of applause, please? Oh, okay. And also, if you would like to know more about them, you can reach out to them here. Also, social media. I'm sure if you Google their names. You'll find more information about them. Thanks again for coming, and thanks American Fork Hospital for hosting us.